Hi, everybody. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Lauren.
And this is Sister Sister Wives. This week, we are covering the final episode of season 17, the longest season to ever exist.
I'd say I'm sad to see it end, but man, man, it has drug on.
This truly could have been half the length.
Yeah, it really could have been.
It's not like they don't have the material. There's plenty happening here.
Oh, I know.
Plenty. No one asked for 17 episodes. No one.
They could have shortened it and still had the same effect on everything that they covered.
For sure. I mean, I wouldn't mind 17 episodes if there was like new information, but like five of those episodes combined would be same old shit.
I mean, even the last tell-all, there was no point in it. Nothing came of it.
A lot of people are disgruntled with this tell-all, part three.
I mean, it wasn't very exciting.
No. I thought there was some new fuckery, I guess, from Cody and Robin. More
right.
Reasons to dislike them, but it wasn't new information, I guess.
Yeah, it wasn't new information, for sure.
Well, before we get into this, I guess let's hit some housekeeping stuff. First of all, this is the last episode, obviously, of Sister Wives. So this will be the last Sister Wives episode that's on this feed until a new season of it comes out. Mm-hmm. However, we just found out that Extreme Sisters is coming back.
Yes.
And I had posted a poll on Instagram to see if anybody was interested in us recapping that, because we'll be watching it anyway. So I think we'll probably do, it won't be like a weekly. It probably won't be weekly. It might be like every other week. It might be like whenever we have time, I guess.
Kind of like an extra bonus.
Uh-huh. But that'll be on this feed. And then they just announced, what's it called? Seeking Brother Husband.
Seeking Brother Husband. Yep.
I am so excited.
Yep.
So excited. That comes out in March. I can't remember. Do you know what day in March? Towards the end of March?
There is a date. Hold on. I'll Google it real quick. Seeking Brother Husband.
By the way, while she's looking for that, if you guys haven't seen it, go watch the preview for this.
Oh, we should probably share it on our page.
Oh, yeah. We just talked about something else we needed to share. Oh, the chick that lives in Svalbard, but I don't remember what episode that was on.
Who?
That lady that lives in Svalbard with the Polar Knights.
Oh, yeah. We gotta share her shit too.
I don't remember what episode we were talking about that, though. We've recorded a lot of things in the last...
It says... Okay. There's an actual date. Is there not?
I thought...
This is just saying March. Is it just March?
Oh, I just see March 2023.
At the end of the preview?
No, just in this article.
Yeah, yeah. At the end of the preview, though, it has like a date or whatever at the end. I'm pulling it up, looking at it.
Okay.
There's a fucking ad that's 15 seconds long. Coming this March. I swear to everything, the one I sent you was a date. There was a date on it.
Did you just look at that one, the one you sent me?
No, I just looked at one on the internet. I'm pulling that up too. In the preview, one of the wives seems super gung-ho about it and the husband does not. It's the one that currently doesn't have a second.
He looks so uncomfortable.
Yes, he does not look excited about it at all.
I will say this. I am of two minds with this. I am bummed that it's not a new Seeking Sister Wife, but I'm excited to see what the hell happens in Seeking Brother Husband.
Right. I mean, Seeking Sister Wife could be coming out with a new season.
Right, right.
Also.
There's so many things starting up, right? Like in the next couple months here, because Extreme Sisters, I know you don't watch it, but Darcy and Stacey is starting up back up again for those of you that do watch it. And also 90 Day the Other Way is starting back up. And then... Seeking Brother Husband. And I feel like it was one other thing.
It's like all of a sudden.
Yeah, Extreme Sisters.
Is that what you were thinking of?
No, I said that one.
Oh, okay.
I think. Maybe I didn't. One way or the other. There's so much happening. And I feel like TLC will be like in a drought for the longest time. And then all of a sudden they dump like eight shows on you at once.
Yeah, they sure do.
Gosh.
Also, somebody in the comments of a TikTok I saw earlier brought up the Octomom. Whatever happened to her?
Oh, God. I have no idea. I think she did like porn or something.
Oh, okay.
I mean, listen, get your money. But
I mean, she had to support like 25 kids. But whatever. I'm not one to judge.
Me neither. Listen, sex work is work. I'm not mad about it. But I feel like she was problematic, though. Like, I feel like there was something else happening that was problematic. I just can't remember what.
Well,
somebody will tell us.
So, I know. And somebody commented on her and was like, oh, she's a great mom. But like, nobody said like, this is what she's doing now, you know?
And also, was anyone disputing that? Like, did somebody say she's a shitty mom?
No, it was just whatever happened to her.
No.
Oh, she's a great mom now. Okay. Is she? I mean, where is she? It just says March.
Okay.
So sometime in March.
So until that starts in March, we will be sort of sporadically releasing recaps, probably really casual recaps of Extreme Sisters.
Yeah.
We're both going to be watching it anyway. So, you know,
right.
What difference does it make? Also, we did start up our season 4 recaps on Patreon, and there's 2 episodes still from Sister Wives season 3 that will be coming out here on this feed. We just have to get them edited.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you listened to last week's episode and I was sick, and then especially if you get the Seeking Sister Wives episode 1 on the Patreon that's coming out next week or this week, sorry, you may have noticed that I sounded sicker and sicker and sicker. And then the second I got off of the recording last week, I took a COVID test, and guess who had COVID? It's me.
It was you.
Boy. So I'm essentially still stuck in this room. We're trying to be extra cautious because my husband has an autoimmune disease. So Sydney and I, who both have it, have been quarantining from everyone else, which has been interesting. And I'm sick of being in this room.
Yep.
Yeah. But I feel about a million times better. So that's good. I didn't listen back to it, but I'm certain you could tell that I did not feel good.
Yeah. It wasn't too bad, though.
Oh, that's good.
It wasn't like when I was sick and I had all of the sinus drainage editing that episode. That was rough.
I just remember that like towards the end of recording, I was starting to get, you know, that point when you have like a fever and you don't feel well and stuff where you're like shaking.
Yeah.
Like, because if you stop and be still, then like you feel worse.
Yeah.
So I remember like shaking like my leg and stuff and just trying to get through it.
You just got to push through. Just got to push through.
Boy. I can't remember. Do we have other housekeeping stuff?
I don't think so.
Just that we'll be sporadically here until March, and then we'll be here with Seeking Brother Husband and hopefully another Seeking Sister Wife after that. That would be great.
Yes, that would be great.
I hope that doesn't mean that they're skipping Seeking Sister Wife for this year, you know.
Right. I hope they do both. Or maybe they'll do Seeking Sister Wife after Brother Husband.
Yeah, yeah, I hope so.
Not Brother Husband, because that's another show. Seeking Brother Husband.
Oh, it's going to get real confusing around here.
It sure is. It sure is.
It's about to get real confusing. All right. Well, do we just want to jump right into this?
Yeah, I say let's do it.
All right. So, of course, they start out with a whole bunch of coming up on again.
Again, I did skip it this time.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm.
It's we are basically picking up right where we left off once they get through the coming up on, where Sukanya is asking Cody what his relationship is. Oh, that's the other tea.
Yes.
Okay. Hold on. We have a little bit more housekeeping. I heard tell, and I'm not going to say from where, but I heard tell from through the grapevine that she's not very nice.
Sukanya,
from someone that knows someone who worked with her. And again, this is hearsay. I'm hearing it through the grapevine, so who knows? But I heard that she's not very nice at all.
Right.
I'm not like trying to hate on her. Like, it doesn't really like change my opinion of her in this context, but I did think it was some juicy gossip that she's maybe not the nicest person.
Oh yeah. Definite hot goss.
I also, there's a pretty common thought process among a lot of the people on Facebook and stuff that she is not doing a great job with this. And
right.
I have to agree. I did not feel like that last year, but I don't feel like she's like pushing
the right people.
Anyone.
Well, somebody, I don't know, sent us a message or made a comment or something about how she's really pushing Christine, but not Cody.
There's a theory going around that Cody and Robin had like a list of subjects they refused to talk about or else they wouldn't come.
Oh, that wouldn't be surprising.
I was going to say, I don't know if there's any validity to that, but it wouldn't surprise me in the absolute slightest.
Not at all. Are we going to discuss the whole looking at the watch thing?
Oh, I have a note about that. Yes.
And okay, like, good.
Actually, it's right here. So what happens is Sukani's asking him what his relationship was with Robin. This is what we talked about at the end of last week. He pauses for an extremely long time. Then he looks at his watch and she says, "Do I have the time?" Meaning like, are you looking at your watch because you're saying you don't have the time to hear this whole story? And he's like, "No, I'm not going to talk about it." Now, there's been a theory. You could explain if you want, because I feel like, you know, you do better at explaining this than me.
Oh, basically somebody was discussing in a TikTok, I think I sent it to you, how they believe that he got a text message from someone who was sitting across the room on
off
his
stage or off
right,
camera, I mean.
And it came through on his watch, so that he looked at the watch and read the message, and you can see him kind of look over in that direction before he does his whole like, you know, off in the distance kind of thing. So the theory is that someone off stage, probably Robin, texted him, was like, "Do not say anything. Absolutely not. It's on her list, you know, whatever."
it's on our list.
On our list, yeah. And right. So that's why he refused to talk about it.
Well, okay. And I will say that when I watched this time, I did pay close attention to see if that's plausible, like in real time, because I'd watched the TikTok and stuff. But, and I mean, it does seem like I was trying to think about myself when I get a text message on my watch, I would look like. And I feel like it's pretty plausible that that's what he's doing.
You would look just like that.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So like if all of this, I mean, all of this kind of lines up to say that, yeah, they do have this list of things that they won't talk about. And that was on the list. And she was texting him to remind him. And
right.
And also, if you're going to do one-on-ones, do one-on-ones. Don't have one of them hanging out in the fucking eaves of the stage, you know?
Right. That's not a one-on-one.
Mm-mm. So one way or the other, he is acting like a petulant child, as per usual, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Sukanya's like, I'm gonna show the clip and we'll see what happens, blah blah blah. They show the clip. It's him and Christine talking at her table, and Christine's saying that, you know, he has a favorite wife and that's why all of this is like it is, and apparently, you know, she's not treating his favorite wife well enough. And Christine's saying that every time there's a family get together that he's an amazing husband and dad with Robin, not with her, all the stuff we've seen before. And I put in all caps, God, this clip is long, we all saw this. Fuck.
Yes.
I mean, it was like, no exaggeration, it was several minutes long.
This is another one of those episodes that when I got to the end, I was like, oh, it's over? Like,
yes.
There wasn't a whole lot that happened because it was all recaps.
Exactly. And this clip doesn't even end there. Then we see the clip with Cody and Janelle at dinner, and Cody telling her that he has somebody in his life who's fundamentally loyal to him, and that they could have that if she was loyal to him as well. I mean, it was several episodes that they mushed together and made the world's longest clip for a fucking tell-all.
For no reason.
We all saw it not that long ago either.
Right. Who's jumping in here at this point? Oh, I'm going to watch just the tell-all and nothing else.
For fucking real. You know? Oh my God. Do you know how many people I've seen say, I haven't watched a single Sister Wives, but everybody's talking about it. So I jumped in at season 17.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, but season 17, this is a clip of season 17.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh yeah. Yeah. The other thing is you're not getting reactions from the four of them. Like when you show them in the bottom corner, and we've never gotten reactions from them in these tell-alls.
There was a lot more reactions this tell-all, this portion of this, than there was in any other.
There was, but like, just show that clip with the reaction. Don't show a whole 30-minute clip where no one's reacting except for one little piece of it.
And because it's not a tell-all, like, you know, Seeking Sister Wife or whatever, where they have all these different people on the sofa all reacting to it, there's no conflict.
Right.
Like, they show a clip that pisses somebody off, and then there's not an opportunity for that person to say, hey, Cody, you asshole, you know?
Right, right.
Also, when they show this clip, him and Christine, and then him and Janelle, when they cut to him then, after watching him and Janelle, he immediately says that he thinks that's a lot of sour graping with Christine.
Mm-hmm.
And and something he discovered in Vegas is that Christine wasn't ever happy unless she was getting more than everyone else. Well, first of all, the last clip you saw was of Janelle.
Right, right. He's getting his wives confused at this point.
No, he's just so fucking mad. Okay, the weird thing, we'll talk about this later, but the weird thing is the way that he like suddenly has a lot of love for Janelle.
Okay, what I thought was weird was when Sukani asked him if they were separated, and he smiles and he's like, yeah, we are.
He looked psychotic.
It looked like it was a, you know, I want people to know this kind of thing, because it's going to make me get more in the spotlight.
Do you know what it looked like? It looked like when he picked out Robin's wedding dress and then he told them. His face is exactly the same.
Yes, it is. Oh, yes. God. He's terrible.
He's so smug. If I had to look at his stupid smug face every day.
I would not.
Then Sukanya says to him, but when she looks at you and Robin with envy, and Cody says, does that make me or Robin look bad? And the way that he said it was like, does that make me or Robin look bad? Like, I thought he was asking her which one of them.
Yes.
I think what he meant to say was, are we the bad guys here?
Right. He like, they like went back and forth right here. Like there was like a miscommunication. He kept cutting her off. And like, I just wanted to be like, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
She's like, no. And she starts to explain herself. And he's like, no. Stop where you're going.
Yeah.
First of all,
you don't know where she's going. Fucking
also,
rude.
Don't talk to her like that. You can talk to Robin like that if you want, but you're not going to talk to her like that. And that's what I'm saying. Like, she doesn't say to him, like, chill out.
Right.
They need to get. Okay. All right. I never thought I would say this, but they need to get Sean Robinson in there. Sean Robinson does a 90 Day Fiance once. And I used to think she was terrible at them. Uh-huh. But then there was this one like a couple of times back where it was Liz, a big end of Liz, who was like, I'm not going to answer that question. And Sean Robinson was basically like, when you have a TV show and you're the host, you get to answer the question. You get to ask the questions. Like somebody needs to go in there to Cody and be like, no, no, when you're the host and you're sitting in this chair,
right,
then you get to talk to me like that, you know?
Right. Yes.
But to kind of just like lets him talk like that.
Oh yeah. She could be one of his wives.
Cause she, I don't feel like she, but we've heard she's mean. She's not nice. You know what I'm saying?
No, like, I know, I but like just based off of the show, this
yeah,
season,
this persona,
this season yeah. of this tell-alls, these tell-alls.
Yes.
She could pass as one of his wives, the way that right. she just bows down to him and, mm-hmm. you know, takes his shit basically.
But do you think that there's like a producer in her ear telling her to like, okay, be calm. Let him go.
Yeah,
let
I don't
him
know.
Go.
I don't know. Because is there something in her ear? I don't know.
I'm sure. I'm certain there is. But because then he ends up making himself look like an asshole.
Oh, all the time.
But you know what I mean? Like yeah. maybe somebody, yeah. the producer's like, no, 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 let him go. Let him be an ass.
Right. Somebody made the point that they probably don't do the, what's the word? The tell-alls where everyone's together anymore with the sister wives. Because they were like before that when they were like together, they were a family. So they weren't going to like talk shit about each other like the other shows uh-huh. do, you know?
Yeah.
And now that things are like kind of falling apart, when they do the one-on-one, they can get them to be more open by themselves about the rest yeah, of the family.
They certainly have. And I don't know if it's because mm-hmm. they're separate or because they all hate each other now. You right. know what I mean? Like yeah. there's nothing at stake anymore if they say,
like, I feel like after all of the shit that has come out this season, mm-hmm. next season, the tell-all should be them together.
Back together. Yes.
Because yeah. Christine and Janelle ain't putting up with this shit. And Mary knows what she knows now. So.
Right. Right.
I mean, she's having sleepovers with people at her house. So. Oh my God. Did you not see that thing? I swear to God,
no,
I sent
I
that to
that.
You.
No. I mean, I saw the one where she was charging an exorbitant amount of money and nobody paid it. And then so she brought her friends to Lizzie's to, you know,
no.
weekend or whatever.
So but she did one of her LuLaRoe things and she was talking about the clothes.
At people on the live.
Well, probably at a different part of it. But the one part she was in, she's in like a hoodie or whatever. And she said something about, I just threw this on so I could come live because I had company over last night. And when they left this morning, I wanted to come live to do whatever, whatever.
Maybe it's so just Jen.
Maybe it is just Jen.
She probably would have said it was Jen.
I think so.
Yeah. Interesting.
I know.
Well, this is the most we've seen her kind of
all
waffle,
season,
I think. But I'm bummed.
Oh, man.
It's the most we've kind of seen her talk shit about Cody, though, like yes. maybe ever. Not really talk shit, but you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah, I think so, too.
Also, he says several times about people talking shit about him. Sir, you have not seen anybody talk shit about you yet.
I know.
These people are all so much nicer than I would be.
Man, I feel like he's talking, because at one point he says, like, all the people, everybody. I feel like he's talking about more than just his family.
Well, the rest of us are talking shit about you. Don't worry.
Because I bet he reads shit online.
Yes, I'm sure that he does. I'm sure he does. So he says that Christine watches him and Robin, and Robin watches him and Christine. And when he took Christine out, Robin had to watch that too. So he's saying, if Christine was envious, does that make him and Robin bad? Which, by the way, none of what he said made any sense. Like, I understand what he's getting at, but like, you can still be envious of something just because somebody else in the situation isn't.
Right.
And so Connie's like, no, it doesn't. But, and before she can even finish the fucking sentence, he's like, you keep saying that, but all of everybody is looking at this as some kind of unfairness. That's the danger of polygamy. Also, even when he's not blaming it on Christine, he's still blaming it on something else. That's the danger of polygamy. Yes.
He never takes any kind of responsibility for anything.
Not ever. It's wild. I mean, I've heard a lot of narcissistic people, as have you, who cannot take responsibility for their actions, but damn, he takes the cake.
Yeah, he really does.
So Sukanya says, but you can see where Christine is coming from if she's saying she wants that connection. And Cody says, then she has to have the energy and the effort in the relationship for that connection. That is on the merits of the relationship. Be the kind of person that's giving and loving, okay? Well, if it's on the merits of the relationship, then that has to do with you too.
Right.
Unless I'm misunderstanding the word merits.
Well, I mean, you know, any kind of relationship is not one-sided. So
correct. Right. So this is where Sukanya asks him if Robin is the favorite wife. And he says, you know, that's the most unfair question because you don't have any idea what work he has done. Sorry, what work she has done, what she has done as a person, the sacrifices she's made, the games that she hasn't played. It's not about a favorite. It's about finding favor. See, the words you use, and then Sukanya starts to say, I didn't use those words. And she's like, he's like, okay, the words Christine uses incite enmity toward Robin. She never did anything to Christine but be kind to her. There's a character issue here, and it's not just about his character, it's about their character. And who wants to run deep here? Do you want to find favor by being loyal to me and never allowing someone to trash talk me? Or do you want to sit here and be the one who's trash talking me? Several things. Enmity, not a word.
Of course it is. Why not? I want to be the one trash talking him, personally.
It's enmity. It's, he said enmity, E-M-N, and it's E-N-M.
What are we talking also, about here?
He says, the words Christine uses incite enmity toward Robin.
Enmity.
Right, but that's not enmity. What he said.
Enmity. I did the Google pronunciation. Enmity.
He, like, I feel like he pulls words out because he feels like it makes him sound smart.
Oh.
And then there's the incorrect words.
I swear to God, he has a big book of big words.
Like a big thesaurus that he just carries around with him. Yeah, yeah.
I feel like it's called a big book of big words, like a kid's one. Uh-huh. And it's all these words that he just pulls out every now and again just to make himself look smart.
He just flips to a page. He had a word a day calendar and he has taken that shit to heart.
Yes, he has. Man.
When he says it's not about a favorite, it's about finding favor. So what are you saying? That if someone kisses your ass, then they're your favorite? But it's not about favorites.
Right. I think so.
He says, Mary, Janelle, and Christine have shit-talked me from the beginning of all of our marriages. To my knowledge, Robin puts up her dukes if you something shit-talk me. I watched it twice. I couldn't figure out what he said. It bleeped it out. It was a bleep shit-talk me.
Fucking?
Why it didn't look like it? His mouth was making the word fucking, but I don't know what else would fit there.
Oh.
To my knowledge, Robin puts up her dukes if you blank shit-talk me. I don't know if it was another cuss word or if it was like whatever word it was kind of blended into shit and so they just bleeped all of it, you know?
Hold on. Oh, there is another word in there, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know what it is. I can't tell what his mouth is saying.
It doesn't look like he's saying fucking. No,
I don't think so. I wonder if it's like, if you're gonna shit talk me and he just said it, you know.
All mushed together or something.
Yeah.
If anybody knows, tell us. We couldn't figure it out.
If anybody can read lips.
Yes.
We need your assistance.
So Christine, they cut to Christine and she says, Janelle doesn't deserve that. She's so loyal to him. It's ridiculous. She's like, I can't tell all the conversations I've had with Janelle where it's like, you know, Christine couldn't stand how he's doing this or that. And Janelle would be like, he's a great dad. And Christine would be like, what are you talking about? And she'd say, Janelle would say, he's a great husband. And Christine would say, what are you talking about? And Christine says, for years, that one was so loyal. And then she's like, anyway.
Uh-huh.
Sukanya says, and you think that's so unfair and triggering for not only you, but for Janelle to hear that? And Christine says, ugh, how can it not be? That's ridiculous. It's obvious where you want to spend your time. So then this is where Janelle's like, okay, loyal. Kiss the ring and then we'll be good. Be loyal to me and then we're good.
Uh-huh.
She says she thought she'd been loyal and she thought Christine had been loyal, but apparently they weren't loyal enough. And Sukanya says, do you believe that Robin is the favorite wife? Janelle says, and I feel like this is an excellent answer. She feels like she and her kids feel like he has been disproportionate in the amount of time that he spends there. So she's not saying like, yes, I feel like Robin's the problem here. She's saying Cody is the issue because he spends a disproportionate amount of time there.
Right. Which is realistically what the issue is.
For
him,
sure.
Him choosing, you know, the amount of time that he's spending with each wife.
I feel like that's the perfect answer because they're trying to turn it into all the wives being angry at Robin when really the problem is Cody.
Oh, yeah. The problem is for sure Cody.
But it behooves Cody to push it onto Robin. So he just pulls that narrative.
Mm-hmm.
So Sukanya says he didn't like the word favorite. He thinks Robin does things to earn his favor. And Janelle's like busts out laughing and she's like, earn.
I know.
Sukanya's like, okay, to be fair, that's me using the word earn.
No, but that's some shit he would say.
Oh,
that is absolutely some shit he would say.
That's why Janelle's reaction was like that, because she knew that kind of shit had come out of his mouth.
It's before. So fucking great.
Janelle's like, but regardless, there's this undertone of do what I want you to do, and then I can love you. And she's like, maybe I'm perceiving that wrong. You're not, girl. Sukanya says, do you think Robin is controlling the conversation or the messaging in some aspects? And Janelle says that she thinks that she is sharing with him and he listens. listens to her. They have a mutual give and take. It's a more complete relationship. Okay. I don't know how I feel. I don't know if Robin is controlling the relationship, like controlling the conversation, like whispering things into his ear, or if she's just going along with everything that he's saying and kissing his ass. Like, I feel like he's the person in charge there.
Yeah, I think so. I feel like she just goes along with whatever because she's all about this whole loyalty thing to him.
Right. Because there's a lot of people that do think that, including some of the kids, that think that she is the one who's like in control. But I'm not sure that it's her. I think that it's him.
I'm sure that along the way, somewhere, she probably did some of that shit where she was putting, you know, bugs in his ear.
Right.
For him to say things or whatever. But I do think that he basically has control of her because of how loyal she is to him.
Yes.
What's the word he uses? Because it wasn't loyal. You hate it.
Obedient.
She's obedient. Did Christine say that something about them being soulmates yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
That's coming.
Good. Because I want to talk about
that. And then the next thing that happens, I also think is an excellent point. So Kanya says, she asked Janelle, does Janelle think that Robin's trying to help get everybody together? Because that's what Robin says she's doing. And that's an excellent point. I don't know that Robin is necessarily controlling the conversation from Cody, but she does sit there and say, I sound like her.
I know.
She does sit there and say, hey, I'm trying to fix everything. I'm doing the right thing. And Janelle's like, I don't think she's this perfect paragon of making the family great. Nobody is. Everyone has dark and light in them.
My favorite part of this entire episode, I don't think we've gotten to it yet, is when Janelle's like, oh, tired of therapist Robin.
That's my favorite. Oh, God. I know. Oh,
his Lord. Fucking great.
The look on her face, she was just like, I'm so sick of this bitch.
I know. Oh my God.
It was so good. I wrote that down. We'll get there. So Sukanya says to Mary, do you believe that Robin is the favorite wife? And Mary says, Robin is the one he's most comfortable with. He's seen Cody be more comfortable with different ones of them throughout the years, like meaning that sometimes he's more comfortable with one versus the other. It's based on who he has a good relationship with. I mean, but like, listen to yourselves, you know?
Right.
Sukanya says, do you think that Cody holds Robin up to a higher standard and wants them all to live up to that? And Mary says that she thinks that Cody values loyalty, and that's very important to him, and Robin's loyal.
She is like, I don't even know, I was going to say a broken record, but that's not right. She just like repeats what she hears.
Mary.
Yes, Mary.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure.
I don't know what the word is for that, but
I feel like she's just completely disconnected from the entire family. So
yeah. Yeah. So she's just kind of, she doesn't. She's just going along with Cody and what he says. Which also
is fine, but go away from them and live your fucking life.
Right. Or even if you're going to stay with them, have your own opinion.
Right. Yes. I mean, when you spend 30 some years being married to a person who doesn't let you have your own opinion, I guess it's kind of hard to form your own then.
I guess so. When you're trying so fucking hard to get back with him when he don't want to be with you.
Also, do you see him? Like, can you see him? Can you hear him? You know?
Listen, we know how you think he's attractive, so don't even try to go that route, Nicole.
Me?
Oh, yeah. You said it.
I love how you threw Nicole in there so that they would know who was talking.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's not the first time I've done that.
When did I say he was attractive?
You said that he's conventionally attractive.
Oh, sure.
It's on record. You think he's hot.
I do not think he's hot. I said he's conventionally a good-looking guy when he doesn't have the curly girl haircut situation happening. If he would just shave his fucking head.
He's a hottie with a body.
Oh my God. Remember when he stripped down to his underwear and jumped in the retaining pond?
His tidy whiteys.
Oh God. And then they blurred
like,
it out.
You know, I got nothing against tidy whiteys, but like if you're going to go on national television in your tidy whiteys, don't wear tidy whiteys.
Oh God. They were just, that whole scene was abhorrent.
Gross.
Anywho, so Sukanya says to Christine, did Cody make it apparent that Robin was the favorite? Christine says she felt it. She felt it was apparent from the beginning because she's not blind and she's also not stupid.
Uh-huh.
I was like, damn! Oh, I love that so much.
Yeah.
And she's right. He doesn't have to say Robin is my favorite for everyone to know Robin is his favorite.
Right.
And Christine says, but that doesn't make Robin the scapegoat. It means she thinks that they found each other and found soulmates in each other. And she saw that.
Mm-hmm.
There's the soulmates thing. So Tanya says, did that make you jealous? And Christine's like, yeah, for sure. She says she doesn't know, she didn't know what a soulmate looked like before that. Not really. She didn't know that there could be more in a marriage. She and Cody had something special and fun and awesome. But then when she needed his help and he wouldn't give it to her, it was kind of this click, like she's done everything for him and she can't give that to him. Then he and Robin met and he was everything for her, it seemed like. And she was also everything for him. They were just this unit together.
Okay.
I 100% get where she's coming from. If you give and give and give, and then you ask for one thing and that person says no,
Right. I totally see the whole soulmate thing. Mm-hmm. Like when she said that, it like clicked in my head and I was like, oh shit, she's right. Like that's like what it is.
Yeah.
It makes it all make sense.
But they should just acknowledge that and be monogamous.
Right, right. It's also really sad when she said, I didn't know there could be more in a marriage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because like, I would say like the general trajectory of like a marriage to divorce in a normal circumstance, not like abuse or anything like that. It's like you meet someone, you have that sort of honeymoon phase, everything is great. And then over time, things deteriorate.
Right.
She's saying it like we never had that thing.
Right.
That he and Robin have, you know.
Yep.
Which you're right is sad. So Sukanya says to Robin, do you feel like Christine's optics are just based on the last couple of years that she's been struggling and, you know, the dynamics are changing and all of that? And Robin says, yeah, maybe, but she made that happen. She was the one that made choices. Janelle was the one that made choices. They handed him to me and said, we don't want to spend time with him, basically. Here, you have him all the time. They made choices that made it so that he wasn't feeling like he could go over there because of his personal beliefs in protecting his family and their jobs and their health. And so it was like, of course he's going to flourish with her kids because he's around more.
So we're talking about COVID.
Always talking yes. about COVID.
She's entirely talking about COVID. The past 2 years or whatever it is at this yes. point, because we're so far behind.
Uh-huh.
She's talking about COVID.
They truly, for whatever reason, think that COVID was the catalyst for his divorce.
Yes, it wasn't.
Also, when she says, they handed him to me and said, we don't want to spend time with him, basically. That basically was thrown in there because they never said that.
Right, right. Yeah. Yes. It's like when you like text somebody the truth and then you're like, LOL, you know, at the end.
This is Mary saying something shitty and then laughing afterwards, yes. but like as if she's joking, but she means it.
Yes. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
The chair it's comment like... in the woods in season 16. Yeah. Yep.
It's like, I feel like she said it, right? It was coming out of her mouth. We don't want to spend time with him. And then she was like, oh shit, they didn't say that. So right. now there's proof that I think that I'm saying that they said that. There's no proof that they said that. Ah! And then she was like, basically.
Right. Because it was like, there was like a beat in there that, you know, she forgot to say that part.
Oof, that's right.
We heard it.
Oh God. So Sukanya says that Christine felt like Robin and Cody were a unit from the very beginning, and that when she sees the two of them, she knows they're soulmates. While she's saying this, Robin makes the stupidest face that made me want to come through the fucking television and hit her.
She makes a lot of stupid like, faces.
But you know how she does that thing where she pretends like she's dumb?
Yes.
It was that in face form.
And then her next statement just confirms that she also believes that they're soulmates.
Which is fine. Just fucking say that.
Just say
it. What she says is Cody and Christine were so cute. They were so sweet. They had this fun banter and she doesn't have that with Cody. They had their own thing. She had something with Cody, meaning Christine, and she did not take care of it. Cody wants a soulmate experience with each of his wives, which first of all, if you believe in soulmates, I feel like that's not a thing.
Mm-hmm.
You have one. He wants to be looking in her eyes and getting teary. When he was courting her, he came to her apartment and Mary was with him, and him and Mary listened to a song and the two of them were getting teary-eyed right in front of her.
Mm-hmm.
That happened 12 years ago.
Right.
He's a loving person. He's a loving husband. And what we're seeing is years of people not taking care of their relationships. First of all, if the only example you have of him being a sweet husband is from 12 years ago, you need to fucking reassess.
Right. Okay. So the cute comment.
Uh-huh.
If you got divorced and then somebody was like, oh, that's unfortunate. They were so cute.
I know. It's so condescending.
It is. Not it's, like, oh, they were such a great couple. They loved each other so much. They were yeah. great parents to their kids. They did it so well. No, nothing like that.
Because
they
were so like, cute. Oh, I thought they were perfect together.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I thought they were so cute together.
I thought they were so cute.
And she almost says it like, so cute. Uh-huh.
I know.
worst. It was the worst. Oh my God.
Yep.
She's fucking delusional. I feel like when other people are like asking her a question, she's already formulating something in her head to contradict whatever it is. Like yes. She can never just say, yeah, that's the thing. And sorry. And it sucks, but this is what it is.
Right. Or if she like, she could have said, yeah, we're soulmates. And that's what Cody wants with all of his wives.
Yep. You're exactly like, right.
You don't have to completely disregard the question and go off on your own little tangent about whatever. Just also, fucking agree with it.
No one was asking you if Christine and Cody were soulmates. She was saying that Christine feels like you two are soulmates.
Right. Exactly. And it's okay to say, yeah, we're soulmates.
I was going to say it's a yes or no. It's a right. Yes or no.
Oh, but Cody and Christine, they were so cute.
But is this another one of those things where before they went in there, Cody was like, don't you dare say anything disparaging about soulmates or something like that. I know,
right?
You know, like...
We don't it's on the list. We don't speak about soulmates.
That's exactly right. So then Robin says that Cody has had wives reject him affection wise because they're uncomfortable or they don't like it. That's not who they are, which, you know, that was a shot at Janelle.
Right. Which is and fine.
And then she says, I'm sorry, but if you're rejecting someone's affection, your spouse, I don't see how that's going to help your relationship. You mean like Cody did with every other wife but you?
Yes. Bro.
Also, I really dislike when, because everybody's different, right? Like if I divorced Aaron today, the relationship, and then I went and found a boyfriend, the relationship I have with my boyfriend is totally different than the way that I am with Aaron, right? So right. Like, and I'm the same person, you know what I mean? So you can't look, I hate when people look at someone else's relationship and go, oh, well, they're doing X, Y, and Z. So that must mean that they don't love each other. Or right. Do you know what I mean? So for her to sit there and say, erase it from my brain. It's got to come out of my vocabulary. I can't deal. For her to say that, you know, they should be not rejecting his affection or whatever. You don't know that him and Janelle didn't have a conversation where she was like, look, I'm not touchy-feely. You've got other wives for that, you know?
They basically had that conversation and admitted to having it because when they went camping in like the second episode or something of the first season.
Right.
That's not when it was, but way, way early on when they went camping, they were talking about her not being affectionate and him being affectionate and how they had to learn to love each other in different ways, basically.
And everything was fine. Like, it's not about not helping your relationship. That's an agreement the two of them came to. And get your fucking face out of their business.
Right. For real.
Every time I want to say, you know what? I don't think it's Robin. I think it's Cody. Then Robin says some shit like that. And I'm like, bitch.
Mm-hmm. Here's the thing also. Hold on. Here's the thing. With, you know, because it's your love language.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. For one, not everybody's going to be the same. It's going to be different. Sure. You got to adjust to other people's. And that's not just in relationships. That's in every friendship, every person you come in contact with. Like my love language is physical touch. That's like my main one. I'm a very touchy-feely person. And at work, there's this one girl that I'm friends with and she's like the total opposite. She's not touchy-feely at all. And she expressed that to me. We had a conversation about it. And so like when I'm around her, like I am aware that she doesn't want to be touched. So like, I don't touch her.
Yeah.
You know, but then there's other people who their love language is also physical touch. So we're just like, you know, we high five and we touch each other or whatever. Like, it's just how it works.
Right.
But like, it's not just, it's in like every aspect. Like, why is that a hard concept to be able to like adjust?
It doesn't make you less of a friend with the person who doesn't like touch than the person who does.
Right.
It's just a different type of friendship. And that applies to an example of this is that as the kids get older and I don't need the physical help from Aaron, the kids and I are doing a lot more stuff on our own, like trips. We went to Colonial Williamsburg on me and the little kids. I would never have done that when they were younger because I was outnumbered if I went on my own. Do you know what I mean? But now that they're older, and it's not like Aaron and I are having like a fight. So we didn't go do this family trip together. It was that he couldn't get off work. He also doesn't give a shit about Colonial Williamsburg. And the kids and I were learning about it with their school. So we went to Colonial Williamsburg. But you know, there are people who would be like, oh, she went without her husband? It's all about the conversation that you're having with your significant other about what works for the two of you or your friendship or whatever.
Right.
So like if Cody and Janelle not being affectionate worked for them for all these years. How does Robin get to sit there and say, well, they should have been working on that?
Right. Listen,
that's not the fucking problem.
You and I have different love languages.
For sure.
And we're both aware of that.
For sure.
Like, you don't want my hugs when I come over.
No.
Because you're not a huggy person.
No.
So
I don't want your hugs.
I spread them across your children and hug them.
except for the oldest one. He's too cool for that.
I know. It's a bummer.
Yeah, no, it's true. And that doesn't mean that like we're fighting.
Right.
Because I don't want a hug.
It just baffles me that people like can't see anything other than their own love language.
It's kind of like when we were talking about how we think it's so like we think it's so fascinating to think about how other people exist inside of their houses. That mm-hmm. was you and I talking about that, right?
I think so, yeah.
It's kind of like that. Like if we only thought that everybody existed the same way we did.
Yes.
Then you would look at another relationship and say, also, in a minute here, she starts talking about fucking apples and oranges.
Right.
And she's saying like, we all bring something different to the table. But right before that, in the breath before that, she's saying, if you don't bring what I'm bringing to the table, then you got to fix that.
Right. Also, way back in the beginning when they went tenting, they both even said, like Janelle said, I've had to adjust my way of doing things because his love language is physical touch. Mm-hmm. Even though mine is not, I still have to provide right. that to him in my right. own way.
Right. Yeah.
You
yeah.
know? So like, even though, you know, he's changing it up a little bit to, you know, do her love language, like she's still... Yeah. filling his tank in the right. way that he needs it filled.
But that was back in the day when he was also filling her tank and now he isn't. And so their relationship has fallen apart, but Robin can't gather that. Like she can't get her head around the fact that it might be him.
Right, right. At some point, I think he stopped filling her tank and that's when everything kind of slid off.
Somebody made the very excellent point that Robin and Cody will probably not make a good monogamous couple because he has spent so much time comparing everybody else to Robin that yes. when it's just him and Robin, he's going to start comparing her to the way that she was before
yes.
or whatever. And then it's just going to deteriorate because he's going to stop filling her bucket and vice versa until it all just comes apart anyway.
Because he doesn't know how to be in a monogamous relationship.
Well, he doesn't know how to be in a polygamous relationship either.
No, but he doesn't. But that's all he's known for 40 some years.
Right.
So right. that's what he's going off of. And when he goes into a monogamous relationship with Robin, there's no one else.
Right.
So
who's he going to compare now?
Robin to Robin.
It's not going to work well. It's not going to go well. So this is the apple oranges bullshit. Robin says, if they're sitting there just constantly nagging him about what they didn't get, if they've got this apple in their hand, but they really want her orange, then how is he supposed to feel like she sees what he's doing for her? How is he supposed to feel appreciated? Then she says, when she came into the family and she saw that when there's stretch marks and weight gain and there, and by the way, I thought this sentence was going someplace else and I was about to throw something, you know, they're stagnant in the marriage or there's fights or money problems. He still had this romance going with each of them. She saw it. He had sweet things with each of them. You had this opportunity. Why are you looking at my orange? You had an apple. It's not better. It's just different. And then she says they each have something with him that she does not have. And she doesn't know how to sympathize with them, except that she's sorry when it's hard. She does understand relationships are hard. Get your butt in there and work it out. Bitch, you were married before.
Right. Okay.
And it didn't work out.
This whole apple orange thing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. When you have a relationship with somebody and then you see them treating someone else better than you.
Yes.
It's jealousy. Of course, you're going to want the orange because you want the person that you're in love with to pay attention to you. And they're not paying attention to the apple. Because
you have an apple.
Right.
And you think the orange tastes better. Well, do you know what I'm saying?
Listen, it might taste better if this person that I care about is, you know, treating the person with the orange better.
Right.
It's not like figure out how to deal with your apple.
Right. That's exactly it.
It's, you know, the person that is wanting the orange also needs to want the apple.
The problem is that he's treating the apple and the orange differently.
Yes. That's what I mean.
Yeah. It's not that you're not happy with the apple, it's that you should be treated the same way that the orange is treated.
Yes.
So then Kanya says, let's talk about the holidays, because this was a big thing. She says it to Janelle. They show the clip of Cody and Janelle around the fire. And well, all of them are there. Not all of them, but Christine's not there. And him saying that she didn't have respect for him during COVID. And when he yells at her on the screen in the little small thing, he is fucking laughing to himself.
Uh-huh.
Like he is so proud of himself for flipping out on her.
Yeah. He's crazy.
This is also the clip. He's insane. This is also the clip with the vacation rental and the boys.
Yes.
On the clip, Robin is like to Cody, you've had a lot of rejection over the past year and a half, Cody. So now with Christine, it's in your face. And Janelle in the little screen fully rolls her eyes.
I know.
All the way up into her head. And that's where she says, Sukanya says, why'd you make that face? And she says, because it gets so tired of Counselor Robin.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, your pain, your pain. He acts like he's the only one who's been rejected, who's been hurt. And this whole thing with Christine has been coming for a long time. And he acts so surprised by it. So I'm just a little bit like, okay, all right.
Uh-huh.
Sukanya says, so Robin saying all that just felt like, and Janelle says, it just feels like she's placating him, which she is.
She is. Absolutely.
It does, like, she's just kissing his ass. Mm-hmm. Let's find out what's wrong with you there, sweetie. Janelle says that her boys feel just as rejected by all of this. And Sukanya says, did Gabe and Garrison have to call and apologize, not just to Cody, but also to Robin? Janelle says that was the first ultimatum, that they would apologize to him and to Robin. And in the previous conversation, Robin was like, what if they have a conversation? But he's not made any effort at all. And he's still acting like they need to come to him. Sukanya says, when he was yelling at you, did you feel belittled? Janelle says, not belittled, but he gets intense and he's like, you're culpable, you're responsible. And it's like, okay, dude, this is a multi-piece thing here. Mm-hmm. I love when they say dude. Makes my day. And she says she felt like it was him saying that she's the wayward wife that disrespects him and it's all her fault. So it's time to come to repentance and see the light. That's what it felt like. And Sukanya goes, wow.
I know. She's
wow, what?
Wow, what? She's like lost the steam this tell
for sure. You know why? Because it's a 3-part fucking tell all. You know? It's too much.
God, I want to know what order she talked them in.
I know. She had to have gone back though and said, like, on our first round of interviews, so and so said this and so and so said that, because she knows everything that every person's saying.
Right. Well, but here's the thing. I think she talked to Cody first because, uh-huh. And I could be wrong. There's not anything that I remember her saying or him saying in response to other people talking, but like there's things that like she has said to the wives of like, oh, well, Mary said this or Cody said this or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The whole like, you know, I'm not married to Robert or to Mary anymore. Yeah. And then she said it to Mary.
Yes. That was probably in his like list of things he wouldn't do was come back for a second round of questions. So she knew she had to do him first.
Yeah. He was probably like, I want to be the first to talk. Ugh, I want to be the probably. First person interviewed.
Ugh, he's the worst. So Sukanya says, why'd you say it was a bad idea for Janelle to walk away? Because that's one of the things Cody says to her in that clip. Cody says, because he was at a breaking point. He was so mad at her at that time that he was like, if she walks away, this is over. He realizes that's ridiculous. But that's how angry he was with the lack of empathy for his own divorce. The fact that she was with Christine vacationing while he was suffering through COVID. Did you care when Janelle had COVID?
No, not at all.
You were off dancing at a wedding.
Uh-huh.
He says that kind of shit, it's petty, but it made him bitter. What he really felt like was that Janelle was not supposed to be leaving and she was betraying him by being friends with Christine.
Mm-hmm.
But this is exactly what you wanted.
Yes, it is.
And it's the whole reason he says that Christine was not a good sister wife because she couldn't have a relationship with people. But they didn't he seems to think they formed this relationship the second that Christine said she was divorcing
yes.
him.
Yes. Yes, he does.
That didn't happen like that.
No, I really think he thinks that.
It's wild.
It's insane is what it is.
So Kanye's like, okay, but why is it Janelle's fault? And Christine says she never teamed up with him. He says he's not blaming her as far as fault, but she never took his side with the boys. And Sukanya says, okay, but that is finding fault. That's saying you're either with me or you're with your children.
Mm-hmm.
And then Cody says, why is this so complicated? They went out, meaning the boys, and found homes when she had to move. Why couldn't they have gone out and found homes so they could keep dating during COVID? That's what he doesn't understand. And this is a direct quote. Because if one of my little children were to die because somebody had to get his pencil wet.
Yes. Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
I was typing on my iPad and I like was so appalled and was like scrambling for the pause button that I like knocked my iPad over, closed it, it fell off the desk.
Yes. I did like an audible gasp.
Yes.
I could not believe he said that.
First of all, that's your kid. And second of all, that's your kid's girlfriend.
Right.
Someone who's not, you shouldn't be talking about. Get her fucking name out of your mouth.
Right. Also, do they not believe in, you know, like no sex before marriage?
Well, but that's maybe that's why he's pissed
Maybe
off
that is why he's
because
pissed off.
his pencil wet.
Yeah.
It's so profoundly disrespectful to Gabe
Yes, it really
or
is.
Garrison or whomever.
Right. The two of them. Yep.
And he's so mad about it. He like slaps the chair. He's like, that made me so mad. Like he's still mad about it today.
Okay, but let's think about this. Okay. Who actually brought COVID into their house and got the little kids sick?
Robin's kids.
Not one of the ones out there getting their pencil wet.
Oh God, I hate it. I hate it so much. Also, when he was their age, he had three wives. He was getting his pencil wet all the time. Like, you're so fucking rude. I hope they literally never talk to him again.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't. Nope.
I would never speak to him again
Nope.
after that.
This is why we cut off toxic people.
Honest to God. Honest to God. Look, okay, PSA for all the people out there. Just because you're biologically related to someone does not mean that you are obligated to keep them in your life if they're saying things like this about you, to you, in front of you, on national television.
Yes.
You don't have to put up with any of this kind of shit. You don't owe them nothing.
Yes, right. I just saw a thing and I don't know. I don't know if I have, I don't think I have the wording correctly, but basically it was you don't have to like defend yourself to your like blood relatives, like your birth family or whatever. Like you should be the family that you created is more important. Yeah.
Yes, your chosen family.
Yeah. I need to. I
Yeah.
wonder if that was a TikTok. I didn't send it to you, did I?
Maybe you should send it to fucking Gabe and
I
Garrison.
know, right? God.
God, I just can't. It's so disgusting.
It's just that phrase is fucking terrible.
He's a terrible
Yeah, he
person.
really is. Could you imagine? Oh, God.
No. He wants to publicly humiliate them. And
Yes.
I was, you, have you seen, okay, this might be controversial, so don't at me if it is, but have you seen the TikTok of the lady who cuts her daughter's hair off?
No.
Okay, it's this like probably 15, 16-year-old girl, and the mom is like, oh, you thought it was more important to be beautiful than to be educated and to pay attention to your grades, blah, blah, blah. And then she cuts her hair off.
What? That's child
Yeah.
abuse.
Oh, it's terrible. It's awful. I could
Oh
hardly
my
watch it.
God.
So in response to that, people have been like saying, hey, you know, like this is my story of, you know, my parent doing something to embarrass me in public and blah, blah, blah. And this one chick, she's like semi TikTok famous. Her name's like Tater Mom or Tot
Yes,
Mom or
Mama
something.
Todd.
Okay, Mama Todd. Okay. She said that she had this situation where it was homecoming or something, and she was like a homecoming queen, and her mom had dropped her off at the dance, and she was like doing the actual dance part. It's called like a sweetheart dance,
Okay.
sorry, not homecoming. And she had like her sweetheart are like dancing, and all these other people are dancing, and everyone's watching them. And she feels this like tap on her shoulder, and she turns around, and it's her mom in a bathrobe. Her mom had dropped her off, gone home, changed into pajamas, decided that she should have been home already, and marched back up to the school to get her
Oh my God.
and did it right and did it in front of everyone. And she's like, this is not the first time, and it was not the last time that she publicly humiliated me like that. And she goes, sometimes a girl's first bully is her mom. And I
Oh,
was like, oh yeah. And
wow.
then yeah, right. And then she was like, you know, you don't have to like, you know, we have to heal from that. And this is not how we should be treating our kids. And I was like, holy
Holy
shit.
shit.
Yeah. So
Wow.
like, this is Cody being his kid's first bully.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
God, that's fucking terrible. So, do you not know who Mama Todd is?
Okay. I only know of her because of something that happened with like her
Yeah, her
son.
son was murdered like
Yes.
last year.
That's the only reason I know of her at all. And then it just was on my For You page. So,
Right. Well, she's hilarious.
yeah.
She got the real thick Southern accent.
I was gonna say, I liked her accent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was like TikTok famous before that happened. So,
Yeah.
yeah,
Okay.
it's fucking
Well,
terrible.
listen, awful. She was coming in with the straight facts about
She does
toxic parent
all the time.
relationships.
She don't sugarcoat shit.
Whew.
And it's great.
No,
But
no.
that is
She needs to have a
fucking accurate.
conversation. Oh my God, she should be the host.
She should. Oh, I would love to hear her host
Oh
this
God.
show.
I feel like she wouldn't let him get away with shit.
No.
All right. So reel it back in because we're off the rails as usual. Cody says all of this is still happening because of this side or that side, and all he wanted to do was protect his family and they refused. It could have come together, but it went apart. And now with those two boys, he's estranged from them. He can't even have a conversation with them anymore. And so Kanye's like, and that disappoints you, hurts you deeply. And he's like, oh yeah. And she's like, tell them then. So he looks at the camera and in an absolute, go ahead, what are you going to say?
This is the fakest fucking bullshit I've ever seen in my life.
I was going to say, it's so scripted. I'm sorry. I was trying to protect my family. Next time I'd manage it differently. And I'm sorry. Well, you sound it.
Robin, type that up for him to memorize before they left the house.
He had his watch up like, yes,
exactly.
She had texted him. What I don't understand is why didn't they, not that it would have mattered, but why didn't they show, and not that I wanted to see it again, but why didn't they show Gabe crying to him?
Right.
Like, why wouldn't Sukanya buckle down on him about stuff?
Right. This is what you did, you fuckhead.
Yes. So Sukanya says, let's take a look at a conversation with Janelle. It seems like there's this moment when they could really connect with each other and maybe try and fix it. He's like, absolutely. I love her. And I know she's suffered more in plural marriage than the other wives. Why are you suddenly up her ass?
Right. Gotta try to hold on to one more, you know?
He says that she came into the relationship idealistically and got shattered by the experience. Then they show the clip of them at dinner, the fork lemon clip, you know.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And when she says that she's not giving up independence, because that's... that took you a minute.
No, I heard it. It just like wasn't processing. For those who did not understand, she said fork lemon, not fork lemon, because it sounded like you said fork lemon.
The fork lemon.
That's why there was a delay in my response. Because I was processing like fork lemon. And then I was like, yeah, fork lemon.
Oh, God. Yeah, the fork lemon. When she says that she's not giving up independence, because that's a piece of the whole thing that makes plural marriage work for her, he looks utterly confused in the small screen. Uh-huh. And then they show her saying to Cody, you know, do I have to be a certain way to make this work? And Cody's like, yeah, maybe a married couple and a life partner. Christine's face.
I know.
Is like, is he fucking kidding me right now?
Oh, man.
She couldn't hold it back. Cody says he's coming off a divorce and he wants a better relationship now. It might be that the reason Christine left is because she was juxtaposing her relationship against another, and that's not going to happen anymore.
Well, yeah, because there's no relationships to have.
You're exactly right.
Oh my fucking God.
Yeah. Listen, don't do that. We'll get in trouble for taking the Lord's name in vain.
Seriously, though, he wants better relationships, but he has to actually work for them, work at them, make them better.
Yes.
It's not a one-sided thing. He has to be a part of it too, which he won't.
That's the part he doesn't understand.
Right. He's not going to do it.
He genuinely does not think he's wrong in any way.
No, it's maddening.
Delusional. It's delusional. Sukanya says, I think that you weren't vulnerable enough in there. And he's like, vulnerable? Christine just left and Janelle's chasing her. And he says the reason he's not being vulnerable is because he just spent 2 years, COVID years, being disrespected for trying to keep his family safe. It really made him know who was going to respect him and who wasn't. Mm-hmm. Then Sukanya says, do you feel that Janelle has disrespected you in any way? And he's like, oh, absolutely. She doesn't respect me. And then Sukanya goes, okay, why doesn't she respect you? And this stupid asshole looks this side, this side, this side. Oh, you wanted me to tell you why she doesn't respect me?
Uh-huh.
Why are you such a... I don't understand.
He's seriously the worst.
Oh, it's like whatever the like easy solution would be. He's like, let me make this the shittiest response I can.
Yes.
And make it harder for everybody else. Yes. So Kanye's like, well, I'm going to ask her that question. And he's like, yeah, so she could talk shits about me some more.
Damn right. Damn right.
Listen, you signed up for that. You signed a contract.
That's
my friend.
We're here for. And that's another thing. We know that he went before Christine.
Yeah. Right?
In the interview process.
Oh,
like there's little snippets of things. Right.
Right. So Sukanya asked Janelle, is it love? Janelle says at this point, no, it's not. It's duty. It's commitment. It's a faith that tells you to work it out and stick it out. And she says she thinks that they both really sat down. If they both really sat down, they'd look at each other and say, really? She says they've been separated for several months, that they've separated and she's happy, really happy. She says things just became indifferent. She just didn't care anymore.
And then Sukanya's like, what? What?
I know. H-W-H.
Yes.
What?
H-W-H-A-T. Hot.
I think it's really upsetting, I guess, that she can't look at her faith and say, it's okay for me to leave this relationship, even though this faith that I know doesn't work with that. Do you know what I mean?
It's really
like
sad.
She must feel stuck.
Yeah.
It's very sad.
I imagine there's a lot of people that do.
Mm-hmm. Sukanya says, when you became indifferent, did you still respect him? And Janelle says, yeah, yes. And Sukanya says, do you still respect him now? Janelle says that she does, but she's so mad about what's happened with her kids that it's very hard. She's losing respect for him in that regard.
Yeah. Same.
Sukanya says, Cody says that he feels disrespected by you. And Janelle's like, well, it's mutual. It's a two-way street.
Yeah.
She says, if he had truly been watching out for her and her children, he would have figured out a way to make it work for the whole family instead of having his rules and staying where he was respected and obeyed.
Yes. Boom. Drop the mic. That's it right there.
I thought you were going to say boom shakalaka and I got really excited.
Boom shakalaka. Okay. Tough actin, tin actin.
Oh my God. So Cody says, Janelle's made it pretty clear to him that she's enjoying her life without him. She said that she hasn't missed him much. And Sukanya's like, so do you want to work on it and fix it? And he's like, oh yeah, absolutely. But he won't go to a place where he's not respected because love doesn't matter to him. Respect matters to him.
Right.
Okay. Then don't, I don't, she doesn't want you,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Right.
Sukanya's like, so are you separated? And he's like, yeah, we're separated, with a stupid smug grin.
Oh yeah. He couldn't wait to say that.
Oh, I know he couldn't. He had been waiting. Mm-hmm. Pretty stupid for people who love each other, huh?
Well,
yeah.
She don't love you anymore. She just said it's not fucking love. Right.
I know. And I don't think that he loves her either. So why are you holding on to
it? It's all a fucking game.
So Sukanya's like, can you fix it? Can she fix it? Do you want to fix it? And he's like, oh, I want to fix it. Yes. But that's a whole new negotiation. We're in a new place. Christine's left. Janelle likes her.
Uh-huh.
Why couldn't you have been good sister wives when you were sister wives? That's such a mess. He's psychotic.
He really is. He really is. They were good sister psychotic. Wives when they were sister wives. And then Christine yes. left him.
Yes. Yes. Right. Yes. It happened in that order, not the other way around.
No.
Christine says, for Janelle, she's frustrated and so hurt. And that man she was married to, she realizes that he's totally different, but she's different too. So she's not expecting. And then she kind of like backtracks and she's like, she just wants a good dad for her kids.
Don't we all?
Honestly. Sukanya says, if you could reconcile with the kids, would that change the outcome of you and Janelle sustaining this marriage together? And Cody says, yeah, we could probably reconcile, but you have to understand this is where plural marriage is a real struggle because it's plural marriage's fault, not Cody's
always.
Fault.
And COVID. Don't forget about COVID.
Oh God, how could I forget? If I have a relationship with a wife where I have deep trust and we get along really well, that relationship communicated and worked on things and did the right things in the relationship. Robin brought her kids that were in her home with two adults, the ages of Gabe and Garrison, into full compliance on our COVID agreement. And when they didn't, they got to be out of the home. Is that why Dayton lives in the driveway?
I wonder. In an RV? I wonder. And it's speculating online. People have speculated.
Ah, okay. He says that right there is just an expression of how respect is given. And I'm sitting here with Janelle and you're comparing yourself with Robin. And I want you and me to be more involved with each other. Stop comparing to Robin.
Yes.
For fuck's sake.
Stop comparing to anybody. All of the comparisons need to end.
It's apples and oranges.
It doesn't matter if it's apples and oranges. Everybody should be treated the same.
Fully agree. So Sukanya says, when you were talking about the indifference, is that where you started to make your own choices about the RV and the house? And I wanted to shake Sukanya and say, no, bitch, she's been making her own decisions since day one. We all know that. Cody knows that. He just doesn't want to admit that.
She's always said that. And you can see it in the show.
Yes.
It's been recorded for 17 seasons now.
Somebody online said, did these people forget that we have 17 seasons worth of tape to look at? You know,
I think sometimes they
keep contradicting stuff. I think mm-hmm. so too.
And then they're going to chalk it up to, well, you don't see everything's get edited. You don't see everything on the TV.
Listen, this is why I don't have, I mean, not that I'm interesting enough, but if somebody came to me and said, do you want to make a TV show? I would say absolutely not, because then I would be saying shit. And many years later, somebody would be throwing it back on my face. No, thank you.
Right. I mean, my kids are going to do that enough in the future. So I don't need a TV show doing it.
Seriously. In response to the question about, is this when she started to make her own choices? Janelle says that Cody always wants to find a reason aside from looking at himself to justify why he's having a problem with them. Boy, she says she feels like the independence conversation is really just a weird turn because it's never been a problem. She was facing a situation where she didn't have housing and she'd been hoping to get out on the property for years and they kept throwing up all these objections. And then she says they spent money on Christine's. They spent a lot of money on Robin's house.
Yeah.
And they depleted their accounts and she's asking them to finish the commitment that they made to pay off the land.
When she says they depleted their accounts, it sounded like she meant on Robin's house.
It sure did. It sure did. Yes. So, and then Sukanya says, so do you think if Robin didn't have this house? And Janelle says, yes, if she was prioritized, they would have figured out how to pay off the land and she'd be in a house already. Instead, it's this, I don't know. I don't know. And none of that was ever discussed when it was time for Robin to find a house. Sukanya says to Robin, Janelle wants to live in Coyote Pass as well. Robin's like, I do too.
Oh, I know. She jumped on that real quick.
She sure did. Sukanya's like, but then she was kind of crucified by Cody because she didn't consult Cody. And then she was acting too independently. And Robin's like, yeah, that's them being stupid. I didn't make these choices, she says. They did. But somehow she, Robin, gets lumped into it. And she's like, leave me the hell out of it. Girl, you want nothing more than to be in it.
She just threw them right under the bus. That's them being stupid.
She sure
stupid.
As shit.
Stupid.
She sure as shit did. Yep.
Man.
Yep. Sukanya says, okay, but for some reason they see you with a functioning relationship with Cody. Do they not see the fights, the arguments? And Robin's like, oh yeah, they definitely don't see those because I don't air that. I don't do that.
As in they do.
She's like, those are just... As in, I'm better than them because I don't air my dirty laundry. Uh-huh. She says, there are disagreements and it's healthy to have disagreements, but you resolve it in a healthy way. You mean like you just doing whatever Cody wants you to
yes,
do?
Yes, I feel like that's her healthy
that's
way.
That's not healthy. But that's not healthy either.
No, it's not. That's what she sees as healthy though.
Yeah. Sukanya says she had mentioned that she doesn't let Cody go. She doesn't let him walk out, but he walks out on a lot of the women whenever he's in an argument. Robin's like, yeah, he does. They're not looking at it and saying, in my marriage, I'm going to treat this person like my best customer.
Uh-huh.
They're not saying when they have a problem, they're not going to treat him like crap and hit below the belt and give the silent treatment. And when he does walk away, you know, tell him that it's not okay to walk away. If he needs a break, say that. But this is how she's been. And she's tired of being punished and blamed and people thinking she's a bad person because she's communicating.
I saw a meme that called her out as being a gold digger because he's her best customer.
Uh-huh.
I was like, ooh.
You know what it sounds like to me? Some Amway bullshit.
Right? Oh my God, Amway. Holy shit, you know? I forget they exist.
And they're... Listen, they're crazy religious too. It's the DeVos family, you know, Becky DeVos and all that. And I feel like if Cody and Robin were into anything, it would be motherfucking Amway.
Maybe that's all the shit they have in their house. Can you search for consultants on the Amway website? Like you can for
I don't know. Good question. She fake cries here, by the way, while you're looking that up. Of course she does. And she says she's tired of being punished for it. She's tired of it being somehow a bad thing because it's not. She doesn't let Cody push her around. She says her truth. She speaks to him like he's her best customer and she expects him to treat her the same way. And she's not going to apologize for it anymore. She's tired of feeling bad, but she has a good relationship with Cody when other people don't. That's on them.
Mm-hmm.
It's so petty.
It really is.
Would you find anything?
No, you can start a business, but you can also buy directly from them. On that website, anyways.
I'm Googling it. I'm Googling if he's in Amway. I mean.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, somebody says, what does he do for work? Amway on a Reddit, but then nobody else responded to it.
Uh-huh.
I mean, it honestly would not surprise me because that area where they're from in Utah, from what I understand, is like super MLM heavy.
Clearly.
And the women are all involved in, yeah, the women are all involved in LuLaRoe shit. I don't know. All right. Anyways, by the way, listen, I'm not about Amway's business practices, but we have family members who are in Amway, as you well know.
I do.
And they had some killer laundry detergent stain remover. All right.
Listen, I used to get the stainless steel pads that you clean dishes with because you could throw them in the dishwasher.
Yeah.
They were fucking great.
Yeah. Listen, their cleaning supplies are fantastic, but you know, I can't buy stuff from them anymore. I'm so sorry.
Oh, it's rough.
Sukanya says to Janelle, can you see yourself back in a relationship that's romantic with Cody? Janelle says she's not waiting. She says she's kind of mourned that part of her life and it wasn't heartbreaking for her like it was for Christine. She just mourned that life was gone. It was a great run. They've almost been married for 30 years. Now, I will say this. In my experience, once I have mourned something, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't have space for that in my life anymore.
I feel like with the way that Janelle is and has been so independent,
mm-hmm.
her slowly separating from Cody. I mean, even way back when, like season 4, when the boys had that fight and she was like, I just handled this shit on my own.
Yes.
I feel like it has been a long time coming for her.
For sure.
So it was a lot easier for her to just be like, I'm good alone. I'm good.
Uh-huh. her polygamous marriage prepared her for being single.
Yes, it did.
So when she says that they've almost been married for 30 years, she says it's like in a couple of days. Sukanya asks if she'll call him up on their anniversary. And Janelle says, well, he blew me off on our last anniversary. He didn't call me or anything. And then she says they had this really big fight before Christmas. He didn't call or acknowledge Christmas or anything.
I know.
What the fuck?
That is so fucked up.
Kids together.
I mean, he said he wanted to do it separate.
And then she says then he blew her off for their anniversary. And so they finally had a phone call in March or April. It was 3 or 4 months after.
Right.
What?
Also, their anniversary is January 20th.
Ah.
So
this was filmed a year ago?
This was filmed, yeah, right. So this was filmed in 2022, right?
Okay. Right. Right, yeah.
So we're catching up. We're only a year behind now.
Oh, boy. Man. Listen, if I was still with someone and we were like separated or whatever, or maybe they weren't at this point. I'm confused. I guess they were at this point.
Separated?
Anyway, yeah. Well, she says about March or April. So it was the Christmas before.
Right. It was Christmas of 21.
The Christmas that we've been watching them lead up to. He just didn't talk to her for months when things were supposedly fine with their marriage.
Right.
And then you wonder why she leaves.
Right.
It's just wild. I don't understand why he thinks that this should be happening. This should have been happening the whole time because you treat everybody like shit.
Also, if this was filmed in January and they were separated for a couple of months,
that means before
the filming stopped?
Yeah, because she says something about April and March. So she's talking about 2020? I don't understand. Yeah, it would have been. No, it would have been Christmas of 2020 into 21 is what she's talking about, that he missed their anniversary.
Yes.
Because this is January of 22.
Yes, okay. Whew, boy, I was real lost for a minute. Holy shit. Yes, she was talking about the previous anniversary.
So he didn't talk to her when they were supposedly fine in 2020 from Christmas through to March.
Season 16, Christmas.
Yes. Right. Yes.
Right.
What the fuck?
What the fuck is right?
And then they had been separated for a couple of months. So whenever that was being filmed and they were talking about Christmas, they were already separated.
Right. Right.
Oh, okay.
So I wonder when they separated.
It must have been right after Christine left. They separated.
Right. Unless it...
And because he keeps saying she followed Christine.
Right. Christine left earlier in the year. Left him
like August or something,
and then she left for Flagstaff in September.
Yeah.
So was it right after that Janelle left? That Janelle separated?
It had to be.
But she was still talking to him about like the house plans and stuff.
I know.
Weird.
But I guess, I mean, you could be separated and still be having carried on conversations, especially if you're doing it in front of cameras that you don't want to tell them that you're separated.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Maybe that's why they were like so hostile whenever he came over to fix like the RV and stuff.
For sure. Yes. It all makes sense.
It sure does. Holy shit.
My husband hadn't spoken to me over Christmas of a year when we weren't separated, we would have been separated real quick.
Uh-huh. Before April, when you talk to me again.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that is wild.
Shit.
Ugh. Anyhow, Janelle says that she thinks it could be there, but it would require so much change on both of their parts that she doesn't know about reconciling with him. Her religion requires that they continue to make a marriage work, and she deeply believes in her faith, but she's been so much at peace that she doesn't know how to reconcile that. So that's where her debate with herself is all the time. She knows she's happy and doesn't want him to come back, but her faith requires that they are married eternally, which is so fucking sad.
Yes, that is really, really sad.
And Sukanya says, so the door's still open, and Janelle's like, it has to be, but I'm not interested and having anyone walk through that door, including Cody.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Focus on myself and my kids.
That's right. Sukanya says to Christine, where does that put Janelle if he has his true life partner, like you said? Christine says, it's very unfair for her to feel the way she feels about Cody and plural marriage. It's very unfair to Mary and Janelle that she feels like he doesn't have the capacity for plural marriage anymore. If they can't be exactly like Robin is, she doesn't know what that looks like. I don't think that's unfair of her. She can't help that Cody is acting that way.
Right.
He doesn't have the capacity for plural marriage.
He really doesn't.
And then this fool says that he is right on the verge of not being a polygamist anymore. Sir, you are not a polygamist.
You
have one wife.
You are not.
He says that's always been a part of his identity for 30 years. And what's funny is he's always been the type of guy who looks to the future, but now he thinks, well, today was fine, today was great, but I really miss the past. For the first time in his life, he's really looking back a lot, missing some of the past and regretting a bunch of it too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you mean you did something wrong? You can't admit that. You got to talk around it like this.
Yep. COVID.
It's COVID.
I'm just going to start like when something happens and I don't want to like take blame for it, I'll just be like COVID.
You're just at work.
Yeah.
People are like, how did this thing get over here? COVID! So Kanya says to Mary, so how about you? You've been in this for a very, very long time. Are you going to stay in it for a long time until Cody realizes what he has in you? And then she says, and I forgot to go back and look and see what it was. I don't think Cody realizes the bleep that I am.
The bad the bitch that, I am. That she is.
The bad she bitch. Bad it bitch. Was only one word. Can you imagine her saying bad
no,
bitch?
No, I couldn't.
And then she... And then she laughs psychotically. And then she says, if he hasn't realized it so far, maybe he never will. And maybe he doesn't want it. People change. Maybe he's just at this place that she's just not for him anymore. And he's just now seeing that.
Uh-huh.
This is what I'm saying about, like, she's never said things like that before. Right. Like, oh, maybe this isn't what he wants. So Kanya says, do you wait? She says, I don't know. Time will tell, won't it? She says, it's for her to decide. He's decided already. Mm-hmm. So now what?
Mm-hmm.
It is for you to decide. So get the fuck out of there.
Get the fuck out.
So Kanya says to Christine, because now we're jumping around, is there any place where you feel that Cody and Robin can live in a monogamous world and have their relationship? And Christine says she thinks a part of them will always be a little sad that this didn't work and the big family didn't work. And they'll be mourning and lost there because it's giving up on a dream and it's not a dream they wanted to give up on. However, she doesn't see them looking for another wife after this. And so Kanya says, Robin always wanted a big plural family. And Christine says, yeah, but it's a lot of work. And if you already have this much failure behind you, would you really want that again? If they're happy with each other, is there room for anybody else, really? Look at her just saying that Cody's a big old fat failure. Uh-huh.
I love it. I love it.
Me too. So Sukanya says to Robin, Cody has defined himself as a husband that lives a plural life. And with Christine gone and things strained in other relationships, do you think Cody would ever bring on another sister wife? Robin says she doesn't know, but he's basically said no. So they've had this fucking conversation before.
Oh yeah, she knows. When she's like, I don't know. You fucking know.
It is deteriorating around you. The last thing you should be having is a conversation about bringing in more people to this mess. Mm-hmm. So Kanya says, but if you can't reconcile with anything because you signed up for a plural marriage and that's something you want, can you see yourself asking him, let's try this again? Robin says she can, but she's scared of it because of how badly this has gone. She really struggles with it because it feels like, oh, well, those didn't work. So on to the new. And that feels disrespectful. Girl, there has been a whole litany of things that have been disrespectful. And that's the least of the list.
Also, that didn't work, so on to the new. Isn't that like every divorced couple ever?
right. So every divorced couple is being disrespectful?
I mean, not really, because people don't just move on like that. But you know what I mean? Like,
well, I know what you mean. Yeah.
No, because somebody's going to come at me in the reviews on Apple. It's not what I mean by that, okay?
Somebody is always coming at us about something. Listen, we don't do any research. We just talk right out of our faces.
Right out of our asses.
What we're going to say ahead of a time. Right out of our asses.
We just talk out of our asses all the time.
It's so true. So Kanya says, can you see yourself living a monogamous life with Cody? And Robin's like, I've struggled with it. It's messing with my identity. And then she fake cries.
Mm-hmm.
She says, it's not the future she wanted. She wants that house with them on the porch and the rocking chairs with their grandkids around them. The grandparent ranch. That's what she wants. And she doesn't know how to let it go. They have already let it go for you.
For sure.
It's gone. Yep. So Kanya says to Cody, you and Christine, what's your wish for her? Cody says, one of the kids told him, Dad, you have your soulmate and she wants hers. Well, he hopes she finds her soulmate. Jesus. And then Sukanya's like, she's also hopeful that you'll find your happily ever after. And Cody says, I hope I find a happy and beautiful place with Janelle.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So again, suddenly you care. And he says he hopes he and all of his kids can reconcile. And so Kanya's like, yeah, I hope that happens for you too. And that's it, really.
Right.
This, it was like a wah, wah ending.
It really was.
Yeah. I don't know what I thought should happen, but it was a stinker.
A sad ending to it. Not sad. A quick ending to a drug out season.
Oh my God, I know. An abrupt end
yes.
to the stretched out season.
Yep. Where's Lamb Chops to sing to us?
Oh my God. That's it for season 17. 17's in the books.
17 is in the books.
So... yeah, that's it for us for a little bit. We'll be back, like we said, with Seeking Brother Husband, a little bit of Extreme Sisters. Definitely back with Seeking Sister Wife and Sister Wives when they come back on again. Yeah.
Well, hopefully it's all in like progression. Seeking Brother Husband, Seeking Sister Wives.
Hopefully.
And then repeat.
We know they're recording a new season of Sister Wives. Yes. So, you know.
Are they recording a new seasons of Seeking? Season?
I don't know. I can't find any information on that. If anybody knows, let us know.
Give us the deets.
In these down weeks, we will still be on Instagram. So you can find us over there and talk to us over there. We'll still be on Patreon if that's something you're interested in. And then you'll be hearing from us randomly in a couple weeks here once Extreme Sister starts up. We're almost at a year that we've been doing this.
Yes.
We've been doing it since January 17th of
2022.
Yeah, so it's almost been a year of us in your ear holes.
In like a week, it will be.
That's crazy. I can't believe that we've been doing this for a year.
It doesn't feel like it.
We are unbelievably grateful for all of you guys listening. It is so weird that people listen to us.
Yes.
When we started this, we were just like, hey, we talk about Sister Wives all the time anyway, so we might as well make a podcast. And we just thought, it'll probably be like our friends listening to it. And then it was so much more than our friends. So we are super grateful.
And now we have 10,000 downloads per episode.
Yeah, somewhere around that. It's crazy. So we're super, super appreciative of all of you guys for listening and following us on social and keeping up with us and all of that. And also, huge thank you to our friends over at From the Fryer for coming on and joining us for an episode. We're going to have them on for other episodes in the future because we loved having them here. And they cover, I wonder if they do, I don't think they cover it, but I wonder if they watch Seeking. We'll have to see if they're watching Seeking Brother
Husbands. I was going to say, we should have them on for Seeking Brother Husbands because we'll have like a male,
Yeah. Oh, yes. Ellie and Leon, if you guys want to come on, if you want to watch Brother Husbands, Seeking Brother Husbands and come on for that, that would be great.
That would be awesome.
And yeah, so to kind of like celebrate, I guess, our 1 year anniversary, we're going to go live on Instagram and kind of chat with you guys a little bit on the 17th. So
in the evening,
we won't be together. Yeah. So it'll be in the evening Eastern time.
Yes.
Probably like
8:30,
9 o'clock, something like that. Eastern time.
It'll be kind of later
in the evening.
Everybody should be home from work unless you're a night shifter and then you can just pop us in your ears.
Yeah, so watch for that. Follow us on Instagram because then you'll get a notification when we go live. But that'll be on the 17th in the evening, Eastern time. And if you can't catch it, it'll come up on the regular Instagram feed then later.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we will not be together for that. We will have to create a second account. So
yes,
it'll be basically an empty account, but you're welcome to follow it, you know.
Yeah, it'll be our backup account.
Yep, basically.
In case something happens to the first one. All right. Well, hopefully we'll see you guys at the live and hopefully we'll see, you know, hear from you about Extreme Sisters or Brother Husbands or
yes,
one of these other shows we're covering. So we are. Oh, I forgot to say we are Sister Wives Pod on Instagram. I think we always forget to say that.
I feel like, you know, if you can't find us, you're really not doing the work. So it's
Lauren would like you to put in the legwork to find us, please.
I mean, it's literally our name.
Yeah, Sister Wives on Instagram, and it's patreon.com/Sister Wives on Patreon as well. So
yes.
All right, that's all we got for you guys.
Thanks for listening.
Yes. All right, we'll talk to you guys soon.
Bye.
Bye.